Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mike Daniels is our guest, folks. Mike is a new member of our Brain Trust, and he's been with us before, and we're glad to have him back. Former chairman of Network Solutions, the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, the Monetization of the Internet. This guy is a true Internet pioneer in every sense of the word. Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, one of the websites that I've been using since 1997 is an abbreviation that I learned, netsol.com. And I've gone there. I've gone there hundreds of times over the years to either to claim a top domain name or to find out if I could, and if I couldn't, to find out who owned it. If I wanted it bad enough, to go contact them and see if they would sell it to me. I've done that. I've had it go the other way. So Mike, folks, was the guy who took Network Solutions to primetime and made it the great internet institution utility that it became. Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want you, in the previous segment, you talked to us about the history, a little bit more of the history of the internet, and now I want to talk about where the internet is today. In your mind, as you look around, with your history, what do you think is the current state of the internet?
Jim, that's a great question. The internet is a great long-term wave. It is, I'd say, still in its early stages of development. And when you think about it, it took us from 1960 to the early 90s, so over 30 years, to get to the point where anybody even paid attention to it commercially. Mm-hmm. And now, really, since the mid-90s up until now, that's been the next 20 years, we've basically been building kind of the first what I call wave of commercial companies laid on top of the infrastructure that runs the internet. So we're still in the early stages of what I call the global internet revolution, and that this is going to continue on for the rest of certainly everybody's lifetime that listening to your
program. So we're a long way from maturity, aren't we?
Long way from maturity, and what you see now is companies like Google and Facebook thinking about the next 1.5 to 2 billion people worldwide that will be added to the internet in the next 10 years.
Right.
That's the next phase.
In terms of, and I'm not trying to get controversial here, Mike, but in terms of where we are now, does it trouble you that we've got companies like Google and Microsoft and Yahoo and who else, the telephone companies, that we've got those big organizations, Amazon too, you could throw those guys in there too. Does it bother you that those guys have so much, I hate to use the word control, but maybe that's the best word. Does it bother you that they have that much influence over the future of the internet?
It does and it doesn't, frankly, Jim, because that's what we kind of see as levels of technology and companies grow over time. You'll get thousands of companies, the industry consolidates, and then over time there's enormous innovation. So everybody knows today, you read in the papers that are listening to your show, you see hundreds of companies that are growing up, they're providing new services on the internet, and then they get bought up or they split up and continue the innovation. So that's just part of this technology.
But here's from my perspective, Mike, here's what bothers me. Uh-huh. I'm a small business owner and I'm also a contrarian. So that means that I don't have my email is not hosted with any of the big guys. We host
right.
our own internet. None of my sites are hosted with any of the big guys. We do our own hosting on a small scale. But those guys, when they flex their muscles, they roll over people like me
right.
these days. And they're doing it intentionally. And it concerns me I am concerned about it. And I don't have an answer. I don't have a solution. I'm not saying that it's not the way of things, that it's not the natural way things are going to happen, because they do have the capital and they have the vision, the ability to see things. And I'm not saying they're not going to do good things. But I'm also worried about some of the bad things that they might do.
Well, I think you're exactly right about that, Jim, and I think that you just have to always watch that. You have to be concerned, and I think what you need to do as a small business owner, just like you and others are doing, lots of us, is you need to come up with ways to use all that infrastructure and hopefully, if you can, sometimes partner, if possible, with the larger companies who can help boost your own company. So you need to be looking for the opportunities in those spaces, in my mind.
I agree with you, and I think the way I'm hearing what you said is use their stuff to your advantage. But I also think we can't be naive about them, and I think we can't and we can't be just mindless users of their stuff. There is politics in the internet, isn't there?
100%, always has been, even from the early days I was involved in it then, Jim.
And I don't mean Republican Democrat politics. I'm talking about politics, the internet politics.
Yeah, one of the big issues back in even the 80s was who is ultimately going to control the internet infrastructure. And it's still a major
issue. That's still frightening to me. That's actually more frightening to me than Google or Microsoft right now or Yahoo or Amazon, any of those guys. And that is the who's going to manage the domain names.
Who's going to manage it? Who controls the policy framework? How that gets?
And the UN is trying to grab that right now, isn't it?
It is, and it was even back in the early 90s.
Really,
Jim? Yeah. So this has gone on for a good 20, 25 years in terms of the internet politics. So it's a very serious matter.
For a long time now, I've been reporting. I've got members of my brain trust who are fighting this tooth and nail every day. And they report to my audience over the last several years about the ebbing and the flowing of who's going to have control of this thing. And folks, we have to be diligent about this. You heard Mike say it. I mean, the politics of the internet can be good for us or it can be bad for us. We can't be naive about these things. The book is called Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions by Robert Beister and Mike Daniels. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.